Mitzvah. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel. Looks like a very small, innocent Sif, but there's a lot of raid here. Kishmak, a major machlekes achreinim, a major machlekes halakha l'maisa. It incorporates, it gets involved with other Sifim as well. So hopefully we'll get into it. It's going to be very gishmak, Yat Hashem. Just a little cheshmin, but it's very gishmak. Tzak to Machabe, Sif Yud Gimel. Talmud Teira is gadol mikibud aveim. Talmud Torah is even greater than Kibud Av Ve'Em. Where do we know that Talmud Torah is even greater than Kibud Av Ve'Em?
Yaakov Avinu.
Yaakov Avinu. Good. So the Gemara says in Megillah, the Marlin Zand of Tezaimon and Beis, that Godel Talmud Torah is even Godel Mekibud Av Ve'Em. Why? Because all the 14 years, when you make a cheshbin of calculation through the years of Yishmael and Yaakov, how much he was away, the kids, 14 years are gone. I added a cheshbon that they're lost. Chazal understood that means that Yaakov Avinu learned, hid himself in Shem Veva, Beis Eva, and therefore he was not Nenash. He was Nenash for all the other years that he was in Beis Lav, and he was Nenash for those Chav Peishonim, Yosef HaTzadik left Yaakov Avinu. But for these 14 years, he wasn't Nenash. Why wasn't he Nenash? Because he was learning. Is a raya that Gadol Talmud Torah is even greater than Mikibud Aveim. So now, Rabbi Yisai, here comes the million-dollar kasha. Look, when we learn this Gemara Megillah, it's a nice shtickle agarata, gives you a nice hashkafa, the Talmud Torah is so chashev, even bigger than Kibud Av Ve'Em. The Chazal say that the Torah was never megala the schar of any mitzvahs except for the most chomim mitzvah and the most kalim mitzvah. The most chomim mitzvah is Kibud Av Ve'Em, the most kalim mitzvah is Shuluch HaKan, and they both have the same schar of Arichas Yomim, right? So Kibud Av Ve'Em is mamish the most chomedik of mitzvahs, I say, and Talmud Torah is even golden with Kibud Av Ve'Em. Yeah, Krishna, I hear. But that's, I'm just thinking about the way the Chazal say. And Talmud Torah is even bigger. But when you learn the Gemara, you walk away from the Gemara, it's like more like a nice hashkafa. It's beautiful hashkafa. But it's not halakha l'maisa. Where's the application halakha l'maisa that this is negeya? Come along the Rambam to Shulchan Aruch and bring it down as a halakha. This is a halakha. It's not just a god. This is a mamish a halakha. The Talmud Torah is God of Kibud Av Ve'Em. Now, where is it negeya? How is it negeya that Talmud Torah is gadol even from Kibud Av Ve'Em? Okay, so that's what we're going to discuss. Okay.
But also, why would he punish the elegant? And I got the question. But his father sent him away, wasn't it? Why did he call
like
Kibud Av Ve'Em that he's the
punisher? It's good that maybe the father sent the place they ready to return him as Tekasha. Why he was punished for the other 22 years? Because he was sent away, but then they sent the voyeur to bring him back, and he didn't come back. And Mameli was punished for those years that he was away. But he wasn't punished for the years that he was in Beis Eva, because Talmud Torah is God of Kibud Av Ve'Em. That's what.
Question.
Sorry?
And
Beis Lavan, but he wasn't Kula Shikun Torah, that he was like.
Same when he's doing Beis Lavan, he's done Beis
Lavan. Okay.
Kamei Eitan is not as good as learning
Not only that, then you just had a riot, you have to be totally Kula
Shikun. Okay, fine. Let's see. Fine. So now there's a major machlokes achreinim how to understand this halacha. The Makab, the Rama doesn't explain what this is going on. Major machlokes how to understand this halacha. What does it mean, la halacha, what does it mean that Talmud Torah is greater? So Kepshutai, it's a hemshik from the halacha before, from Sif Yud Beis. In fact, the Rambam brings down Sif Yud Beis and Sif Yud Gimel in one halacha. The Rambam, Perek Vav, and Hukas Mamrim, halacha Yud Gimel, brings down these two halachas. We just had a halacha in Sif Yud Beis, that by Kibud Av Ve'Em, if you have in front of you a mitzvah, your father says, Ashkeni Mayim, and you have another mitzvah in front of you, what do? So the halacha is that sometimes you go ahead and you do the other mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah iveris and mitzvah sheyef shalasa sayidei acherim, the halacha is you're supposed to do the other mitzvah and not do Kibud Av Ve'Em. So too, an extension to that is huadin Talmud Torah is gadol mikibud Av Ve'Em. So too, if your father will tell you ashkeni mayim and you want to go learn, you can say, Ta, have a nice day, and you can go learn. You don't have to do Kibud Av Ve'Em, because you have in front of you two mitzvahs, Kibud Av Ve'Em and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is gadol from Kibud Av Ve'Em, so therefore you do Talmud Torah, and you don't do Kibud Av Ve'Em.
You can't say, Talmud Torah is gadol from Kibud Av Ve'Em, when I learn, but I'll ask a little learning. Who says, but I have the brain to go learn, I'll do Kibud Av Ve'Em.
But Yaakov Avinu left his father and went to learn. So he left his father to go learn, right? So he left his father to go learn. And from that we learn that God Tama Torah. So not just when you're learning, even before you start learning. If you have a choice of hanging around and doing Kibbut Aveim, of going to learn, you can go learn. So it's God Tama Torah, mi Kibbut Aveim, just like the halacha before. That's the chayr pshutai of what the Machaba, what the Rambam is trying to teach you. The problem is that mitzvah Tama Torah is a mitzvah iveris, which is the EF Sheshatasai Deachayim. A person has to learn 24/7. You have to learn constantly. So, if you're going to tell me I should go ahead and do Kibbut Aveim, and then when I finish Kibbut Aveim, then I should go learn. Shkoyach. But I want to learn now and then. Well, to tell me that I could learn later on is not going to be mamale, the learning that I'm missing now when I'm going to do Kibbut Aveim. So if I have a choice right now to do Kibbut Aveim or learning Torah, avada I should go do learning Torah. Because it's a mitzvah sheyesh shetaseh de'achem, it's my mitzvah to learn. And it's a mitzvah iveris, because learning tomorrow or later in an hour from now is a different cheshvan. I have to learn then too. It's not going to be mamali the chasara now. So it should come out that it's a dava pashit. A dava pashit. Why do you need a new halacha? Talmud Torah, Gadol Mekibbut Aveim. Why do this, the Mechab and the Rambam have to separate it as if it's something unique? It's nichlal in Sifya Beis already. Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah sheyesh shelasei de'achem. It's a mitzvah iveris. And we already have a klal in Sifya Beis that every mitzvah so why is the Machava making a to-do about this? Why do we need a new limit from Yaakov Avinu for? It's pashit from Sif Yud Beis. Not only that, is that in Sif Yud Beis, all the mitzvahs are doicha kibbut aveim, even though they're not gadol mikibbut aveim. It's because the very fact that they're a mitzvah iveris, that causes the dechiyah. So Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah iveris, sheyef shalasei deachem, so there should also be deicha kibbut aveim. So why do we need a new halacha? And what is the halacha today? It's because it's gadol mikibbut aveim. And if it wouldn't be gadol mikibbut aveim, then not. It's the exact same thing, even if it wouldn't be gadol mikibbut aveim. Lama nigara, why is it worse than every other mitzvah in the Torah that's deicha kibbut aveim when it's a mitzvah iveris?
Don't say that,
but I'm going to get to it. But hold on. Forget Torah. The Gemara says that Torah is better than a Maisa Mitzvah because Torah is maybe leading a Maisa as well. Fine. So this is a major problem here, and based because of these problems, we're going to have different pshatim in this Mechaba, and each one is a lumdus, and each one we need to have a hezbo for. But I just want to bavurn, and don't tell me that Enechanami, we're talking about Azat Talmud Torah, that is not a mitzvah verse. Dahainu. Some people can't learn 24/7. They have other tirdas in their life. Or they just not cut out to learn 24/7. So let's say this guy knows he can only learn 5 hours a day. So if the father wants middle of his 5 hours say, let's say he learns the whole morning. The father says, you know, I need to do me a favor, serve me breakfast, come to my house and make me breakfast and serve me today. So you should go to the house and serve him. Why? That's what you would have thought, because it's a mitzvah she'eino averis, because when I finish with my father, then I'll learn. So instead of learning today first seder, I'll learn today second seder. I'll spend the mornings with my father, and now I'll start learning second seder. Because anyway, I can't learn more than 5 hours a day. I'm not cut out for it, let's say, right? So it should be now a mitzvah she'eino averis, because I could move over my Talmud Torah to a later time, so Talmud Torah doesn't get burned from this Kibbut Aveim. And Mamela, then I would have thought you should do Kibbut Aveim like Sif Yud Beis, and that would be the Chiddush, know that Talmud Torah is Gadol Mikibbut Aveim, but even a Talmud Torah which is Eino Averis is Doicha Kibbut Aveim, maybe that would have been the Chiddush over here. You can't say that, because the Makar is Yaakov Avinu. We're learning it from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu went to Shem Ve'eva. When in Eva, Yaakov Avinu learned 24/7. Lepazik Bumim Megirz. The Gemara says he didn't even sleep. It was like he didn't sleep on a bed. That's the Talmud Torah that's Gadol Mikibbut Aveim. To learn out a Talmud Torah which is a Eino Iveris to be Deicha Kibbut Aveim, you don't have a Makar for that. We only know a Talmud Torah that's Iveris is Deicha Kibbut Aveim. Because if Yaakov Avinu would have been Nidche as Talmud Torah for Kibbut Aveim, he would never have been Mamale than Chazarn. Because in an hour from now he's learning anyway. That's a different question why he's learning. So you only have a ride from Yaakov Avinu that a Talmud Torah that's Iveris is Deicha Kibbut Aveim. You wouldn't have a ride that Talmud Torah that's Eino Iveris is Deicha Kibbut Aveim. So you can't say that that's Pshat in the Mechaba.
no such thing that I could do 5 hours later. You can't place before and after.
Why not?
Because you have mitzvahs later now.
I know, but like every mitzvah, every mitzvah varies. Every mitzvah we have that you have to do today, shake lulav. I'm supposed to shake lulav now. That is using my demon. But the mice is, if I could shake the lulav later, I shake the lulav later, and I do kibbut aveim now. If it's chalamoyin, and if I says, you know, instead of shaking lulav, come to my house and serve me breakfast, you go to his house, you serve him breakfast, and then you shake lulav. Right? So you have a mitzvah lulav now also. You have a mitzvah lulav now too, but you could do it the whole day. So here, Ketamu Tari Osi, you're supposed to learn as much as you can. This guy could only learn 5 hours. So he could learn the 5 hours now, 5 hours in an hour from now. So he should learn the 5 hours an hour from now rather than learning it now because he has the mitzvah in front of him. So what is Pshat here? So comes along the Binyan Shloimai in Chuvis, Chelik Beis Yeredei Yudches, and he says like this, the Rambam Lishitasai, in Talmud Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perak Aleph Halacha Ches, the Rambam paskins that the Ikur Chiv of Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Kvis Itim L'Torah B'Yoyim Uvalayla. You don't have to learn the whole day. You have to learn something the Kriyas Itim in the morning and something the Kriyas Itim Belaila. If you do that, Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Raisa, Mekayim the Mitzvah, Talmud Torah, Begisa Bayom of Belaila. You have the Yom and you have the Laila and you're good to go. Avada, there's extra and there's better or Mitzvah Kumas, however you want to call it, to learn the whole day. But the Etzim fundamental chiv is to learn something every day, every morning, and something every night. You shouldn't go by with any morning, any night without learning. No, you have to learn all the time, both in the morning and night. But so Dr. Ramam, that's the minimum. Comes along the Binyan Shlomo and says, if I bazaar it, then it should come out that for the rest of the day's learning, it's like a mitzvah. Let all the Talmidei Chachamim learn the whole day. Let all the Avreichei HaYeshiva learn the whole day. And you don't have to learn the whole day, because you only have to learn something every morning and something every night. So it's like a mitzvah, in which case, we have a klal and tzifiyah beis. When you have a mitzvah, then you don't do the mitzvah. You do kibbut aveim. You're supposed to do kibbut aveim. Comes along this special Sifyid Gimel to teach you a chiddush that by Talmud Torah is not like that. That by Talmud Torah, even though Talmud Torah is a mitzvah she'efshel la'aseh sa'idei acherim, still Talmud Torah is da'echa kibbut aveim. If you want to learn the whole day, you have a right to learn the whole day. No, you have the right. You're supposed to learn the whole day and not do kibbut aveim. Same thing with Yaakov Avinu, exact same thing. Yaakov Avinu left his father and went to learn Torah. Why did he do that? He should have just learned a little in the morning, a little at night, and served his father the rest of the day. And Lama, you see that even though it's a mitzvah, ki'ilu, it's efshel lazay de'achayim, still Talmud Torah is de'ich ha'kibbut aveim. So it's a chiddush. It's gav al gav. Means, first comes Sifyid Beis and gives you a call for all mitzvahs. And if it would just stop there, Talmud Torah would have fell on the wayside. Kibbut aveim would be better, because Talmud Torah is like efshel lazay de'achayim. Comes on Sifyid Gimel and says, no, Talmud Torah is in a class of its own. Talmud Torah is God the Kibbut aveim. He's supposed to do Talmud Torah, even though it's like a mitzvah shef shalasei deyachem.
I should be part of Talmud Chacham. How do I?
Yeah. Well, even in Sifyid Beis, when it says,
has to be learned by
certain. One second. Even in, I know it's a stretch, but even in Sifyid Beis, when it talks about mitzvah shef shalasei deyachem, it talks about levaya, right? Kruis hameis over there. It's also it's on. I know, but it's on every single year. It's supposed to be Isaac in the mitzvah. Teretz is. Get someone else to be Isaac and Mitzvah. The Mitzvah will be in his kind. Right. Okay, fine.
That's it.
Right. And by Talmud Torah, every single person was. Yeah, okay, so.
There's a monkey writes in the whole thing. What's the first thought to Yaakov? If they're doing the Mitzvah, it's all. So what are you
telling
it to the year?
First time you have a kasha, what's going on? It says Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. So he worked. So his Kibbut Aveim is also in the Mitzvah. It says one big.
That's right.
And so in the world of an Enem Mitzvah, that it was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, he had now a Kibbut Av, which is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, and a Talmud Torah, which is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, and he went to do Talmud Torah rather than Kibbut Av. Why not? Why? But he was Mekayim.
So I decided to do it.
But he was Mekavel to Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo even before it was given. So he was doing in the world of that. What would Halacha dictate? That's exactly what Yaakov Avinu would do. If I see that he went to learn Torah, I know that that's what Halacha dictates.
Right, now, the. They do Saskazabel. So.
So Even Zakazun, you still mechay. Don't think it. People think that. If you, yeah, why not? You think because you hired someone to learn. No, he's not learning for you. No, he's learning for himself. And you're getting a schar, and you still have a mitzvah to learn for yourself. There's no such thing. There was a meisa, there was a gvir who came to Rabbi Shmuel Zatzal, Shmuel Bimba, Mershishiva, and he gave a large skum check. I remember it, $10,000, $15,000. It was a large skum in those days. Mamish Meshunda. And as everyone who knows Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel asked him, so how much do you learn a day? So the person says, it's hard for him to learn. He really doesn't, you know, he didn't really have such an academic background. He doesn't, it's not so easy for him to learn. So Shmuel says, you know what, do me a favor. Take your check, I'm hiring a malamed for you. And here, take the check and learn. You could give me a check so that I should pass you. You have a chiv to learn. If you felt you need the money to hire a rabbi, so here's the money, hire a rabbi. So, there's no, Sachazon doesn't get you out of your learning. It's a chiv to learn. Anyway, that's Rav Shmuel. So the Jews, Machan Achaim, Chelek Aleph, Pei, Hei, says it's the same thing as the Binyan Shleimer. He says it's just a drop better. The Mishnah says it's a Mishnah. Actually, I'm saying the Achim, stick a month like you asking, what does that mean? He says, Tom, the Chiv Talmud Torah is something every morning, something every night. The rest of the day, it's not like a mitzvah kiyumis. The rest of the day, it's like a mitzvah kiyumis, he calls it. Memela, you would think it's like a mitzvah shashay lasi deachem. It's not mamish mitzvah shashay, but it's like a mitzvah shashay lasi deachem. So memela, Talmud Torah would have been nidcha, because it's a mitzvah shashay lasi deachem, kamash malon, then no, Talmud Torah is godo mekibara ve'em. So now you have a binyan shloimai and a machna chayim, who are both explaining pshat in this halacha is, your father tells you to do something, Hashkeni Mayim, it's a continuation of Sifir Beis. Your father tells you Hashkeni Mayim, and you say, Ta, I would love to, but you know, I really want to learn Taisis right now. You can tell your father, take out, you make yourself breakfast. That's what should come out, this halakha. And Batim Azayz Mavua in the Chuvis Tashbat, in Chela Gimel, the end of Simon Kuf Tes. And it's much more like that also in the Prish over here, in Sivkot Nukhaf Aleph, that you're not mechuyif to do kibrav what you want to learn. Or you are learning, you want to learn, you're not mechuyif. And Azayz Akta Chuvis Maim Rambam as well, in Yoridei Memches.
You're just learning as an excuse, that's good enough.
I say learning as a kid. No, you want to learn. You want to learn, and you can't learn later on. Because if you're only using this the time to learn, then faket. Then go do kibirav. When you finish kibirav, then maybe you should then learn then. Because if you're only learning that hour a day, so learn the hour later. No, with Umar, someone wants to learn the whole time, and if you're going to do kibirav, he's going to end up learning less. So therefore, the godu tamma Torah that you're supposed to learn instead of doing kibirav. And it's like the Chuvis Maim Rambam as well, like I said, in Yoridei Memches. And the Chuvis Maim Rambam even takes it a step further, and he says that even if you are being Isaac in Mitzvah Kibarav, you're in the middle of being Isaac in Mitzvah Kibarav, and now start Sayyid, and now you want to go learn, you drop Kibarav, and you go learn. Even though in Sifri Beis we had a cloud, Isaac ben Mitzvah, Patam in a Mitzvah, and once you're Isaac in Kibarav, then you don't do the other Mitzvahs. I mean, so Makhlek is Akrainim, Rishainim even, but that's brave go like that. Zok to my Rabbin, well, Talmud Torah is Gadol Mikulam. So you drop Kibarav, and you go do Talmud Torah. And Zayz Mavur in the Urch, Hashulchan over here, Sif Lamed Vav as well. You drop Kibirav and you do Talmud Torah. That's how Gadol Talmud Torah is. It's Gadol even me Kibirav Eim. One second, we're gonna get to it. They talk about being a mitzvah, but I'm gonna take it to a step further. You'll see soon. Okay, the Makna is Mavu like that as well. There's a Makna in Lamed Aleph from Mabez in Kedushin. Just he wants to suggest that Talmud Torah is only Gadol Mikibud Av, but not from Moira Av. Remember, there's two mitzvahs, Moira and Kibud. He learns that if a father instructs you to do something, and you don't do it, that's already Moira, that's Seisa's Dvarav. We said we're going to wait till the end of the Siman, this Chiddush, because our Seisa's Dvarav doesn't say it. But many Akronim go with this, that if your father tells you to do something, you have to listen, because otherwise it's Moira, it's Seisa's Dvarav. Memeli says that if your father didn't tell you to serve him breakfast, but you know he needs breakfast, you know he's thirsty, fine. So you don't have to give him a drink. You go learn, because Talmud Torah is Gadol Mikibudav. But if your father asks you, get Hashkeni Mayim, give me a drink, then if you don't give him a drink, you're even not only Kibi, you're even Moira. And we only find that Talmud Torah is Gadol Mikibudav, not from Moira Aveim. He's Mesupik, he's Mitzadeh this. And that's what he says, that this which is not what all these Achronim are saying, because all the Achronim are saying this is a continuation of Sif Yud Beis, and Sif Yud Beis is talking about Lahedi, where the father said Tashkeni Mayim, he instructed you. So we're seeing that even when your father instructs you, you can ignore your father and go do Talmud Torah. But the Machna makes this chilek. Now,
Then
they should do both. After the Kaim Shneim, Avada do both.
Yeah,
Avada. The Machna himself, however, in Lamed Gimel Amabez, Toich Dor, Nemzam Fabshitas, that even if your father tells you Ashkeni Mayim, you just ignore your father and you go learn Torah. Because Talmud Torah is Godel Mikibirav. It means, basically, even from a Kibirav, where your father instructed you, means even a Meirav is Godel Talmud Torah. Now, Rabbis, I gave out sheets today. I just want to go, if we could jump to the end of the Siman, because I want to show you that as Zayz Mavun, the end of the Siman too. The very last Sif of the Siman, the middle of the Sif, it says, the last Sif of Siman Reish Mem. The very last Sif. Talmud Shereitza Lalechas, Lamokam Acher. A Talmud wants to go to a different place. Shubotech Sheyire Siman Bracha B'Talmud Lefnei Arab Shesham. He knows he's going to learn Breda. He'll have a Simar Bracha when he goes over there. He wants to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and parents don't want him to go. Vava Meichabai, the father, is Meichabai Lefichedeik, Shabaisa Eir, if he's going to travel there. Chulila Haibdi Kachava Malilim, the Haibdi Kacham that caused Taris. He's afraid, creates the middle of a Gulf War or whatever. He's afraid if the kid's going to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn in an intifada, Rachman Alatzalan Noelenu. He's afraid that who knows what's going to happen to the kid. The halach is Ainat Zark Lishmael of a Bizeh. You don't have to listen to your father. Now, why not? It's coming from Trumas Adashin. With the first reason the Truma Zedashin is, it brings his Yaakov Avinu, because Talmud Torah is God to make him enough. So you see, even though the father is upset, he doesn't want, he's Meicher boy, he instructs the kid not to, so the kid says, Ta, I'm going to learn. So you see that Talmud Torah is better, even overrides even an instruction. It means it even overrides the Machna's Moira. I didn't say we see from Yaakov Avinu. You see that Shumas Adashin understood that there's no difference whether he instructs you or not. In fact, if you look at Shumas Adashin inside, he perverses. And don't tell me that it's different because it's Meira, because he instructs. There's no difference between Meira and Kibbut. There's no difference between Meira and Kibbut in this halakha. And Talmud Torah is Godel, and you have a right to go. I say that to Shumas Adashin. So now, okay, so maybe could have come back if the Esav Avinu calmed down. If sorry, not Avinu, if the Esav Rosh would calm down. Sorry? Good, he should have come back then. Whatever it is, fine. So now it's Mufur Shalacha then, if this is the word, then Talmud Torah is Gadol even Mimayra Av. And like I said, Azay Kum Tois from our halakha, because Sif Yud Gimel's continuation to Sif Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis says Lehed Yashkeni Mayim, so if Sif Yud Gimel is better, Talmud Torah is better, then you see Talmud Torah is better than even if your father says Shkeni Mayim. He saw after the Tshuvas Vanagas, Kelegim Reish Ayin Dalet, makes that dig as well. Then he tries to be Matcha, not the dig, Matcha the halakha. But Lachar, that's what comes out from all these Gedei Lachrayim.
Something even stronger. You could learn here, you could learn better, stronger than Moira. Not only Talmud Torah, you could learn what he is.
Correct, he's learning better over there, and that Talmud Torah is overrides, correct. Fine. However, if you look in the Piskei Tshuva over here, in Sif Katan Ches, it brings down from a Pri Chodesh, and the Lakuta Yerdeh, the Pri Chodesh says that this whole halacha, that Talmud Torah is Godel Mikibur Aveim, is only when he wants to leave the city to learn. But if he's in the city, and now your father needs something, he's supposed to stop learning, take care of your father, and then mechayzel literasi, and then go back to learn Torah. Ukedilakamon, like it says later on, in Siman Reish Me'amvav Sifyut Ches. What does the Pri Chodesh mean? What does it say over there? So I printed it out on the back of these sheets. I printed it out over there. Reish Me'amvav Sifyut Ches. There's a halacha like this. Talmud Torah shokol kenega kol mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is gevaldik. The mission and pay at the beginning of pay. It shokol kenega kol mitzvahs. How you lefun of asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah? If you have in front of you two mitzvahs, a mitzvah to do and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and meshul the mitzvah liyasas adei achirim. If someone else could do that mitzvah, lo yafsek Talmud. Do not interrupt your learning because Torah is keneged kol mitzvahs. You do what the Goyin says in the beginning of Peish Nesel Yo. The reason why Torah is keneged kol mitzvahs is because every every single word a person learns, every piece of word a person says, is a mitzvah Talmud Torah b'fnei atzma. He learns one piece of Gemara, he learns a daf Gemara, he was just making 300 mitzvahs. And at the same time, he does a different mitzvah, it's one mitzvah. So it's like, any minyana. Agav Rameyer Stern told me, I had a schus by his house one time, Shabbos, and he told me that he believes, things that are from Rabbi Yankov, that it's only if the words are necessary. So he said that Chazal, that when Medek and every single word that they wrote, is every word is important. But he says some Heintiger who know how to write 1,000 words to say over one vart that you could write in 10 words, says the other 990 are nice, but they're not this going. They're not... Yes, yeah, so he says it's only if the words are necessary, if it's Torah, Kapakta Torah, yeah, then every single. But Dash Day, Talmud Torah is Shaku cannot call mitzvah, so if the mitzvah is Esher, Leosu Yedeachem, Lo Yafsik Talmudai. Vimlav, but if not, Yaseh HaMitzvah, you're supposed to do the mitzvah, V'yagzel L'Teirasai. So here you have a halacha that if Talmud Torah is faced with another mitzvah, similar like we found by Kibbutz Aveim, is that if the mitzvah could be done by someone else, do not stop your Talmud Torah. But if the mitzvah can't be done by someone else, you mukhuiv to stop your Talmud Torah, and then when you finish, yaksa l'tarah, so you come back and you continue to learn. What do you say?
Why the mitzvah is the actual aspect of the Torah?
So why do you stop for Torah when you're doing mitzvahs? That you want to know?
Yes.
Okay, so there's many pshatim given. The Miri's pshat is, Miri and Moikot and Daftes is pshat is, and others say this as well, is because the whole point of the Torah, or the primary point, I should say, the ikka point of Torah is a limit amanas la'asais. Lav dafka, that means that the ikka is the mitzvahs. It's a limit that will maybe lead a mitzvahs. It's a limit a day almanas lasais. So if a person decides to learn instead of doing a mitzvah, it's a steer to his own learning. The learning is supposed to be a limit almanas lasais. And a person learns in face of the mitzvah, so then he's doing a limit shalomanas lasais. That's not the Torah, that's the Meiris.
And also,
The mitzvahs of Adar Lishma is for the sake of learning. But the ik of the learning is a learning that is maybe Lidei Maisa. If someone has a learning, Shalom Nas Lasais, it's Neikle Shalay Never, I think Chazal says. So it has to be a limit of Nas Lasais. Fine. So it has to be a limit of Nas Lasais. So Meme, let's his pshat. The Chidah and others say a different pshat. They say that since it's a mitzvah to learn every single second, so then when is the Torah going to be in the sky? When did Hashem tell you to do lulav and sukkah and that's, and everything else? You're supposed to be learning all the time. So when are you supposed to do it? Those people are supposed to learn all the time. So who is supposed to ever do this? When is it negeya, this mitzvah? When is it negeya, all the mitzvah of the Torah? It's like a raya, it's a simit. Vice tois, that Torah is nitka from all the mitzvahs. We had a time, just has to be, because if not, when did the Torah give all the mitzvahs for? You know, I said over this going in the past, the going has a kashi, he wants to know, when was Chazal mesak in the bracha for lightning? He says, it's never negeya. If you're learning, so you're learning, so of course you don't, lightning and thunder. If you're learning, so you don't see the lightning, you don't hear the thunder. Elamai means you're in the bathroom, so you can't make a bracha in the bathroom. So when is it negay in the bracha? He doesn't see why Chazal Mitzak in this bracha for. Fine. So say to you, if you're supposed to be learning all the time, so when is it negay? When is it negay to do mitzvahs if Talmud Torah is doicha? Elamai, you see that you don't see the cloud of Isaac be mitzvah, potom in a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Then there's another pshat from, one second, there's another pshat from Chazal Yechezkel, rather. Actually, Kadmoin would already say it, and that is that Hayoyz Talmud Torah, every single word is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Comes out, it's chumra, it's a kula. Comes out, you're never being oisik on Talmud Torah. Because the second you finish the first word, before you start the second word, you're not being oisik, you have a break. It's not one long mitzvah. So you can never have the ptur of oisik b'mitzvah, but the mitzvah. Bishleim on other mitzvahs, you're in the middle of doing, you're in the middle of being mekayim kibbutz, you're in the middle of being meshiv and aveda. So you're on the way, every second you're being mamshach in that mitzvah, so then you're being oisik b'mitzvah. But here, Talmud Torah, you're never being oisik. A split second in between every single word, you're already not being oisik. Yeah. So at that second, you should have to stop. At that second, you should have to stop and do the mitzvah. You know, you don't have
the. It's never a place to learn. It's never a place to learn. learning, because the next second is not
learning. The next second.
But the next second, but the next second is not learning. Okay, fine. But the
second shot, why is it actually lost by high is hard? If it comes down to Dalila, why would you?
But that's Chazal say that if you get someone else to do a Talmud Torah, it's Kenegah Kol HaMitzvos. So it is a Bring L'Maaseh. If I need to do it, I'll do it. But if someone else could do it, let him do it, and I'll learn, because Talmud Torah is Kenegah Kol HaMitzvos. You'll be Mekayim all the mitzvahs that is Yev Shalasa, Zayedei Achirim. Those are the mitzvahs. The lulav you'll be Mekayim, because that's your Chayiv lulav. All those mitzvahs you'll be Mekayim. Fine. Now, so L'Chay, what does it... Okay, fine, yes. We had this kasha. That what does it mean? Okay, we have in the Gemara in Sukkot, Mavu, that even a heksha on the way is also considered Isaac Mamitza. So why don't you have that? At the very least, if you have a trend of thought, the first word leads to the second, why don't you have that? Yeah, it's a kasha. Okay, fine. So what does the pre-Kaddish mean? So the pre-Kaddish means like this. Okay, what he means to say is that when you're faced with Talmud Torah, you're in the city, and you're faced with Talmud Torah, Kibirav, and Ichnami Talmud Torah is Gol Choshev, it's Mamish Golom Mikibirav. But Hayyos is Alokha here, that Talmud Torah is Nitcha in front of another mitzvah, that's Iyev Shalasei De'achayim. So if your father needs something, and your brothers aren't around, and he's relying on you, it's either you're going to get it, or he's going to have to do it himself. So it's a mitzvah, Shiyev Shalasei De'achayim. So that's Doicha Talmud Torah, like it says over there in Reish Mem Vav Sef Yitkas. So Memele, if you're hanging around in the city, and learning about, you're going to have to be matche your Talmud Torah and go do the mitzvah, keep it up. So the whole halacha could only be if you're leaving the city, if you go away from the city to learn somewhere else, then you have this halacha, the Talmud Torah is greater than kibirat. But if you're in the city, avad, you have to be doiche Talmud Torah in order to be mekayim kibirat, like it says already, yafsik talmudai to do the mitzvah, and then yafsik l'tarasai. So now but the pella on the pre-Chodesh is, the $1 million cash is so Yaakov Avinu is also shver. How did he leave his father? To go learn. How are you allowed to do that? If you have a mitzvah kibirav, that lock is, you're supposed to be yafsik tambudai, yaseh ha-mitzvah, v'yakzel l'tarasai. What is going on? But how did he go to leave?
Sorry?
Yeah, because there he had a tibet to leave, and once he out, he doesn't have to come back. Correct. Oh, one second. We're going to go. It's a corner for the shidduch. Yeah, okay, fine. Good.
It's
fine
to ask him to do it.
The father needs something, kaseda, right? He's got Vina, needed breakfast, lunch, and supper. He needed Tzvarim to learn. He needed a chavrusa. There are things. It wasn't a chavrusa.
Every time I leave my father for 5 hours
of labor. Oh, fine. So basically, what the Olam keeps on saying it in as many words, I think what the Olam means to say is that Avada, at the moment that the father needed something, Avada, you don't leave. You wait till your father is good for lunch. You serve them lunch. You have a few hour break till supper. Then you skip town. So now you weren't being of anything. Now when you're out of town. So now your father, what should I do? I'm in another town. What should I do? I have a right to go learn Torah. Talmud Torah is godless. I left. And now what should I do?
Huh? I have a right to do anything. Have a right to go to the baseball game.
Some things. So now, once you're away, so that could be. Maybe that's what the pre-Kaddish meant. Maybe that's one shot.
No, the
so why do you have to come back? No, because by the time you're going to come back, you're going to miss lunch. So LMI, you're going to come back for the supper. It didn't reach supper yet, so now I have to learn. It means it's kilo, you'll never be around.
And
so I guess an economy, if you can get there when he needs and you can fulfill that need, then you'll have the mitzvah kibirat. That could be one pshat. Another pshat.
What's the one pshat? You're allowed to skip town to learn, you say?
That would be the pshat. That when you're around the valley, you have to do kibirat, and you can't skip against kibbut. It's just when you have a break in kibbut, then you skip town, and once you skip town, now you don't have to come back.
You're skipping town to learn.
You're skipping down to learn. Oh, no, because otherwise he's stomping my fakir, the mitzvah. No, if you skip down to go play baseball, if you're skipping town stamazai and you're not going to be around when your father needs it, then you're being mafkir from you, kibravein, that you're not allowed to do. And that's what's being mafkir, the mitzvah. Here, you're not being mafkir, means you're not being mevatel mitzvah kibbut avein because you left when there was no bittel. Elama, you're being mafkia, that you don't have a problem to be mafkia because you're going to learn.
That's the story you brought down in the Gemara, which she skipped that one. His mother was a little bit asking for.
That was because she was a shaita, right? That was
that
something else.
That
you allowed her because a shaita is too overbearing, right? That's what we said before. Now,
no, telling him not to leave.
Right. So, very good, very good. So this piyut is not going to work from Sif Chaval, because over there you see that even though the father is telling him not to leave, he still decided to leave. He has a right to leave, because Talmud Torah is Gadol. So you see that even at that moment, he has a mitzvah kibbut and moira, and nevertheless, he had the right to leave. That Talmud Torah overrides even that. Another piyut you could have said in the Bri Kaddish is, the halacha over there is, if you're medayik in the Mechab, and Reish Me'avav, Sif Yitches, it says, when you have another mitzvah to do, what are you supposed to do? Yasa mitzvah v'yagzor l'toyrasa. Come back and learn Torah. The Rambam's lashon. What's it significant to say and come back and learn Torah for? Stop. Do the mitzvah. When the mitzvah's over, you go learn Torah. Why is the Rambam Mechab saying, do the mitzvah and come back to learn Torah? Say it's medayik tachreinim. It's mevu'ah, it's mashma at least in the Rambam Mechab, that the din that mitzvahs are derech hatama Torah is only for the length and duration of the mitzvah. That is, that it's talking about as a mitzvah, that right after you finish the mitzvah, you can come back and be chayzel l'tarasi. But what happens if, even after mitzvah will be ended, you still can't come back to learn? So then, at that moment, you won't be learning or being mekayim a mitzvah. And this all came because of the mitzvah. The mitzvah messed you up so bad that once you finish the mitzvah, you still won't be able to come back to your Torah. Okay. So then, you don't do the mitzvah. The only time you doich hatama Torah is on the cheshbon of the mitzvah. You doich hatama to do the mitzvah. But you don't doich hatama Torah to do a mitzvah and then have a dechi and tama Torah when you're not doing a mitzvah. If that all comes from that mitzvah, the mitzvahs don't have a right to be doich hatama Torah. So like this, Mishlam, when you're in the city, so you go help your father, you finish helping your father, you go back to Beis Medrash. So the mitzvah is over, you're back to the Beis Medrash. But if let's say you want to learn from a Rebbe in a different, you want to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn, you want to learn from Rav Asher Arieli, whatever, you want to go to learn. So, no, the father says, Tata lo istahia, because I need breakfast. Say, I need lunch. Say, basically, after he finishes breakfast, there's a 3-hour break from breakfast to lunch. That you wanted to hear Shir from Rav Asher then. You can't. Why? Because you're stuck here in America. So basically, this type of mitzvah is causing you to be Deicha Talmud Torah even when you're not being Mekayim a mitzvah. That mitzvah don't have a right to do. So to leave to learn, you have a right to leave to learn, because B'chai Gavno, if you would stay, the mitzvah would be Deicha that Lima Jaffa that you have, that Talmud Torah that you have from that Rebbe, even Shaloi B'shas a mitzvah. And that mitzvah aren't Deicha Talmud Torah. Mitzvah is only Deicha Talmud Torah B'shas the mitzvah. But not if it's going to cause you a Dechim Talmud Torah Shaloi B'shas the mitzvah. You could have said maybe that would be Pshat, but that's also Shrei from Sif Chavalov. Because Sif Chavalov was talking about where the father doesn't want the kid to leave, and he's biting his nails the whole winter's man that the kid is in Eretz Yisrael. He's petrified the whole time. Every second the kid is being over a bittel on Kibirav and Meirav every single second. And nevertheless it says, yes, Talmud Torah is Gadol mikibir aveim. Even in such a kibir aveim that is a constant mitzvah. I mean, Zaki Braveim is a constant mitzvah and really should have been Deicha Talmud Torah like this question. Because we just said only a mitzvah that's going to be Deicha Talmud Torah Shalai B'shas mitzvah is not Deicha. But the Kibir Aveim Masif Chavalev is 24/7. So that mitzvah should have had the right to be Deicha Talmud Torah. Because the whole duration, till he comes back and he calls his father from the airport that he landed back in America, the father is mamish a nervous wreck. So it's a constant mitzvah kibbut av in front of him, and nevertheless state the halacha that Talmud Torah is doicha that mitzvah. What happened to Reish Me'avav Sif Yitches? Over there it says that every mitzvah is doicha Talmud Torah, right? So I'm saying you're not going to be able to say that pshat. You have to say a different pshat. We're going to have to figure out a different way to get out of Sif Yitches over there. But you see that l'chari can't be pshat in a pre-chodesh. So what is pshat in a pre-chodesh? So the chesed la'alofim, that's from the Peloyites. The Chesed La'alofim and Kibbut Av Ve'eim, Sif Yod, and Av Asin and Gemara and Kedushin over there in Lamed Aleph and Mebeis, they say like the Pre-Chodesh, but without, they give a little different lumdus. They say that you should know that which it says, Gadol Talmud Torah from Kibbut Av Ve'eim It's a svara, they're saying. It's pasha by them that it's only as that Talmud Torah that simen yofa b'limudai. That's your ikar limud. That's mamish, a whole different madrig. It's not just you're going to learn an extra hour. It's going to elevate your learning to a different ramah, to a different level. As that Talmud Torah, that's yofa Talmud Torah mekibud aveim. But if it's not as that Talmud Torah, then it won't be yofa mekibud aveim. So they say that if you want to learn by a Rebbe somewhere, and that you think that you're going to be Roy Simon Bracha by that Rebbe, so you have a right to go to that Rebbe. Because that Talmud Torah is deicha kibud aveim. But if it's only, you know, you're learning here, and it's just a matter of hours. Father needs you to take you out of the Beit Medrash for an hour. It's not going to change your Ramah in learning. It's just losing the time. So that you're supposed to do Kibbut Ave'im, because that Talmud Torah is not Godel Mikibbut Ave'im. That's how they say the Vart. You still need to understand about how does it stem with Reish Mavav Sefiyat Kas. And Reish Mavav Sefiyat Kas, you see that a mitzvah, which is a veres, is Deicha Talmud Torah. So why, just because you want to learn by a Rebbe and you have a Simen Yafa, a better Ramah in your learning, an elevated Ramah of your learning, do they say that that's Godel from Kibbut Aveim? L'chayah, it should be Nitcha. Talmud Torah should be Nitcha b'pnei every single mitzvah, including the mitzvahs Kibbut Aveim. Talmud Torah is Nitcha b'pnei every mitzvah, because that's to be a limud al nas lasos, or because otherwise when you're going to do mitzvahs, whatever the reason is, but that Talmud Torah should be Nitcha b'pnei Kibbut Aveim. So who cares? It's because you roi simen yofa b'limudai. So the Heintiger would like to plug in here to pick up the pieces. It's a problem here. Like, how are they mechalek whether you're here or in a different city? What's the difference? So they want to say like this, based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Rav has a blitz chiddush in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, and the Hemek Sheila goes with it in Siman Kuf Gimel Sivkot Yudalit. And you say Godel, not just to give it up. You say the Godel in Kol HaMitzvos. That which it says in Reish Mem Vov Sif Yud Ches, that Talmud Torah is nitchem b'pnei every mitzvah, is only a Talmud Torah, or the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it, is only the Talmud Torah of hours, of time. But he says like this, that chutz from learning every second, there's also a mitzvah that a person has to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol Torah Shebaal Peh. Kol Torah Shebaal Peh. Bekitzer, he says. Bekitzer. You have to mamish know the oracle, but bekitzer you have to know Kol Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says that any person who's koicha yofa v'zichreina yofa, that he could know Kol HaTorah Kula bekitzer, he has a chiv to do that. And Kozman, he didn't reach that goal, that milestone, then he does not have to give up his learning to do the mitzvah. If a mitzvah comes his way and he could do the mitzvah and still reach his goal, then yeah, then he has to be nitcha. But if the mitzvah is going to steer him from reaching that goal of Kol HaTorah Kula b'derech katzara, that Talmud Torah is not nitcha mepnei ha-mitzvahs. It's only the regular Talmud Torah is nitcha. But to reach this goal of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula, that's not nitcha. Memela, they want to say that that's this halacha. The halacha is you want to go to learn by a Rebbe, so memela, that Talmud Torah is not nitcha mepnei Kol ha-mitzvahs. Memela, that Talmud Torah is not nitcha mipnei kibbut av, and therefore you have a right to go, and that's why Yaakov Avinu left. It's only if you're in the city and your father needs your help for an hour, whatever it is, so it's not going to steer you reaching that goal, and then you go help your father. But it's going to steer you from reaching that goal that you don't do. Problem is to plug the Shulchan Aruch Rav in here is a ikar chosam and a seifa. Shulchan Rav is a limited case. You have to be talking about someone who's capable, which not everyone is capable. So then this halacha is no longer nageh. Second is that there was someone who didn't reach it yet. If he was capable and reached it, then also it's nitcha mipnei every single mitzvah. I would assume that Yaakov Avinu knew Kol HaTorah Kula b'derech katzara at 63 before he went to Eva. And nevertheless, he left and he went to Eva. So you see, this is not the word. And the biggest right is not the word, is because Shulchan Aruch Rav shtikl mutches in the Kudshus Akhen to find the makar for this. And l'chayyot, this is the makar. Yaakov Avinu, Godel Talmud Torah. Mikibbut Av, what do you mean? Talmud Torah is nitcha. Elamai must be. He was reaching that goal, that milestone. Elamai, this is not this. So we have a major problem over here. How to understand the chilek of the pre-chodesh of the and Chesalai Alofim, Davetzian, what's chilek if you're here, you're going away, what is going on? Now, another major kasha on on this pshat, that pshat, that this whole Sif Yud Gimel is talking about when you're leaving the city, is that first of all, like we said, Mechab and Rambam put it here as a continuation of Sif Yud Beis, nothing to do about leaving the city. It just means that you have two mitzvahs in front of you, Talmud Torah, and keep it up. And to make the kasha worse, is that if they're saying it's about leaving the city, then they should have put this halach at Sif Chav Aleph. You have one halacha Sif Yud Beis with just shnei mitzvahs lefonim. You have a halacha Chav Aleph of leaving the city. And now we have the cloud Godot Talmud Torah. If Godot Talmud Torah meant leaving the city, it's in the wrong place. It shouldn't be here. It should be in Sif Chav Aleph. And if they put it here, they say it's here. They say it's just like the other Achreinim learned, like even maybe Reva Achreinim learned, that it's talking about where you have not leaving the city, you're in town, you have a choice of learning, like you normally go to learn now, or helping your father, you're supposed to go learn, because Talmud Torah is Godol, Mekibet Aveim. Alright, let's...
What's the bottom line?
Bottom line is that we have two pshatim in the Mechaber. Is the Mechaber talking about where you're in the city and Godot Talmud Torah, or is it talking about where you're at, going to learn by a Rebbe out of the city? And only then is Talmud Torah Godot. And from the pshuta of the Seyda Advarma, the Rambam Torah Shulchan Aruch, it's apparent, at least it seems, like the first set of Achreinim, that is, like the Makna and all those Achreinim, the Makna Chaim, all those Achreinim, that yes, even if you're in the city, Godot Talmud Torah, Yoysim Mekibet Aveim. Okay, that's what should come out. We're going to have to take it to the next step now.
What means me? Just the Raya from Yaakov?
You have a Raya from Yaakov, you know. Yaakov, Raya from Yaakov, you know. What's the reason for it? It's Gadol. It's Gevaldik. It's Gadol. Now, let's just take it apart. Let's just understand this. Basically, what comes out, and this is really a Machlekas Achreinim going on, the side of the Machlekas Achreinim, let's just understand it. What really comes out now is that on the one hand, it's very unique, on the one hand, Torah is better than any other mitzvah. It's connected kulam. Kibbut Av is the most common mitzvah, I say. Right? That's what Chazal say. So, you have two mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and Kibbut Av, which is the most chashuv of a mitzvah. Both of them are the most chashuv of a mitzvah. And yet, they both have a unique halacha that a dispensation that they're disregarded for every other mitzvah. Talmud Torah has a halacha, any other mitzvah comes away, put aside Talmud Torah and go do every other mitzvah. Kibbut Av has the halacha, like we saw in Sefer Beis. Another mitzvah comes your way, put aside Kibbut Av and do every other mitzvah. I'm talking for Shetzach when it's a mitzvah Iveris and the Echelasei Deachem. But they both are unique in this respect, that they both have, interesting, they're both the most chum and chush of the mitzvah, yet they both are disregarded for any other mitzvah under the sun. That's what comes out. Very interesting. Now, there is a machlekes achreinim here. If you think about it, there's a yesodistic machlekes achreinim, the Machna Chaim and his camp, the Ben Yishloima and everyone else, against the Pichadish and their camp, and Pichadish's camp. The machlekes is, what do you do when these two mitzvahs go head face on with each other? We know Talmud Torah is not coming from any other mitzvah. We know Kibbut Av is not coming from any other mitzvah. What happens if you have Kibbut Av and Talmud Torah that go face off one against another? Then what happens? Who wins? The Machna Chaim and his side held that it's push it, that Kibbut Av is nitcha even mipnei Talmud Torah, just like it's nitcha from any other mitzvah, it's nitcha even mipnei Talmud Torah, like the Sif Yud Beis, a continuation of Sif Yud Beis. And the Pichadish's camp is punkfleket, that it's push it, that Talmud Torah is nitcha mipnei Kibbut Av, just like Talmud Torah and Resh Mem Vav Sif Yud Ches and nitcha the other mitzvah, it's push it, that it's nitcha mipnei Kibbut Av. No one really addresses, like, why this way more than that way, and why that way more than this way. Luchay, they both have this unique characteristic, that they're both a nikum and any other mitzvah. So what happens when there's a face-off between each other? They held, this camp held pashit that Talmud Torah is nitcha, and this camp held pashit that Kibbut Av is nitcha. That's already the Tosefet that they held that Talmud Torah is like a mitzvah. She'ef shalas hazei deyachem, and nevertheless it's Godel. But if it wouldn't be ef shalas hazei deyachem, it's pasha by them, you don't even need the halacha. It's pasha by them that Talmud Torah is nitcha. That Kibbut Av is nitcha from the Talmud Torah, just like Kibbut Av is nitcha from any other mitzvah. And the Pichadish held for a pashas not that even though it says Godel Talmud Torah, you should know that's only leaving the city. But inside the city, Avad the Talmud Torah is nitcha because the Reish Mevav Sif Yitches. So what is the machlokes? So I would like to suggest there's a Chakiris Achreinim. It's It's a geshmak hachakir. Rabbi Chanan Klezach hachakir and Pevetz Haaretz and Sif Yud Ches and Shur Reb Shmuel and Kedusha and Simon Samach Aleph. This halacha we learned in Sif Yud Beis, we're going to see later on even more of Lehedi. When the father tells you Lehedi to be Oiva Navera, the halacha is you disregard the father and you go do the mitzvah or you're not Oiva Navera. Why? Because Ani Hashem, Kuchim Chayav and Bekvaydi, you and your father are Chayav in the mitzvah. What happens if the father is getting in the way, is interfering with a mitzvah, and the halacha is you're supposed to disregard your father and do the mitzvah, but you succumbed and you went and you mekayim mitzvahs kibirav mahadin, or you mekayim a mitzvahs kibirav or not. In other words, this halacha, let me explain it. This halacha that kibir av is nitchem mipnei any other mitzvah. The halacha, let's say, a sifya days, is it pshat? It's nidche mepnei other mitzvah. Besim, there is a mitzvah kibir av. Just every other mitzvah is more choshev to do than kibir av aim, and therefore you're supposed to do every other mitzvah instead of kibir av. Because when a mitzvah is a mitzvah, a veris, and the after last day they are chayim, we invoke you and your father chayim b'mitzvahs ani Hashem kuchum chayim b'chvaydi, and therefore every other mitzvah is more important than kibir av. There is a mitzvah kibir av. Just every other mitzvah is more important than kibir av. Or the pshat is, b'mokum another mitzvah, there is no kibir av at all. You only have to listen to your father when he doesn't stand with mitzvahs. He's chap his mitzvahs. Ta, you're out of it. For this, you're not my father. For this, I don't have a mitzvah kibir av. I don't have to listen to you now. There's no kibir. It's a hutra. It's not a dechui. It's a hufka, the whole mitzvah. There is no mitzvah kibir av when he's going head on with another mitzvah.
We have two mitzvahs going against the other.
Maybe it's a toy and it's still made. You can do good. That doesn't mean that the other mitzvah is not. They're just, they're both kayim. Right? Because that is stronger. So is it pshat that the mitzvah veris is stronger than kibir av? Even though kibir av is also mitzvah veris, is that the pshat? Because kuchu chayev mechvaydi, or kuchu chayev mechvaydi teaches you that the chaygav, you don't have to do mitzvah kibir av at all. There is no mitzvah kibir av. And the nafka min is, what happens if you succumbed and you did kibir av and you didn't do the mitzvah? Did you? We chach. Okay, you lost out shaking a lulav. But chach, did you get kibir av? Or if it's afka, because he told you to do now, Ashkeni Mayim, instead of shaking a lulav, he told me to do that. Forget it. There is no mitzvah kibir av at all. If you mashke your father Mayim, you won't even mekayim a mitzvah kibir av. There is no mitzvah kibir av b'chai gavna. As I collect Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan tries to bring a raya from the Rabbanan. He says that the mitzvah kibir av is nitcha even from a mitzvah de Rabbanan. If your father goes head on with a mitzvah de Rabbanan, you disregard your father and you do the mitzvah de Rabbanan. He says, if it would just be a matter of chashivas, of nitcha, he can't be soivon, Rechonah could not be soivon, that a mitzvah de Rabbanan, even if it's a mitzvah averis, and even if it's mikoyach li sasser, he couldn't be soivon that a mitzvah de Rabbanan could be more choshev than a mitzvah de Raisa kibir av, and should be able to be doichem as a kibir av. So if Chazal says that even, the Raman says, even in front of a mitzvah the Rabbanan, where Deicha Kibir Av must be Tafka, and there is no Mitzvah Kibir Av at all. In front of Mitzvahs, there is no Mitzvah Kibir Av. Because Atav Avicha Chayav B'Chvaydi, there is no Mitzvah Kibir Av at all. It's Tafka. And Shmuel brings a Raya from a Rambam, and Hukas Kneva Gzelev Aveda, Fakert. And he always says this Rabbi Chanan is right. And then he believes it's a steer to Rambam. Is it Afka or is it a Dechia on the thing? So now let's go back to here. Let's try to understand this. One second. Let's try to.
For 1 second, Mike. And you see clearly in the pasuk, you need a pasuk to tell you that you can't do it on bear when the father tells you to do that.
Correct.
Why do you need that pasuk?
That's what the Tosek is teaching you. The Atah v'avicha chayavim b'chvaydi. What is that pasuk? This is the pasuk. Ani Hashem kuchim chayavim b'chvaydi. So now, let's understand this. Let's say you have a mitzvah kibir av, a facing off with the mitzvah Talmud Torah. If you learn that it's a hafkah, that b'mokum any other mitzvah, Atah v'avicha chayavim b'chvaydi, Ani Hashem, there is no mitzvah kibir av. So avada, you go do Talmud Torah. If the father is telling you something in the face of Talmud Torah, trying to tell you to do something now when you're supposed to be learning, there is no mitzvah kibir av. It's gone. So yes, there's a halach in Reish Mevav Sif Yuches that says when you find you're faced off with another mitzvah in front of Talmud Torah, you're supposed to be put aside your Torah and do a mitzvah. But you do not have a mitzvah kibir av now, because it's gone. There is no mitzvah kibir av when it's a facing off Talmud Torah. It doesn't exist. So Memelos, Tainet the Machne Chaim and all the Chinets, push it, push it. Avadi, you do Talmud Torah, not kibir av. There is no mitzvah kibir av. Savadi do tamatay has nothing to do with Reshman Vav Sitriches. When you're faced with another mitzvah, there is no other mitzvah. Kibirav is gone. Atav avichar yavim bechvaydi.
But this is Tam Tamatay or the
any tamatay mitzvah, any tamatay, any tamatay. Oh, that no, the chiddush is Godot tamatay that even the whole day is tamatay. That was what they needed the Godot, but it's gone. If you're going to learn Taka. If you're learning, if you're not learning, then avad. Now, but if you learn that it's only a dechia, that avad, the mitzvah kibirav is still here. It's just that it's nitka mipnei another mitzvah, so then you hear the pre-chodesh. I'm faced with kibirav. I'm faced with Talmud Torah. I have a halacha later on, Reish Mem Vav Sif Yukas, that Talmud Torah is nitka mipnei other mitzvahs, so it'll be nitka mipnei kibirav as well. It's going to be nitka mipnei kibirav as well. So the pre-chodesh held like that. But the Machan Chaim held that it was Afka. So if it's Afka, why don't you do Talmudah, you don't do Kibirav? The Chayra, that would be the lumnis that the Machloek is dependent on. The only thing is, it's still not great.
It's Afka, I mean, it's Sifu Every mitzvah
don't have Afka. Only by Kibirav is Afka. But if a Kibirav goes against another mitzvah, there is no mitzvah Kibirav. So Mem'ila has nothing to do with Reish Mem Vav, Sifu Yudches. The problem with this is it's still not 100%, because let's say like the Pichadish, it's not Afka, it's only a Dechia. Still, who told the Pichadish that Talmud Torah is Nitcha Mipnei Kibirav? Maybe Faket, maybe Kibirav should be Nitcha Mipnei Talmud Torah. Beseda that both are here, but why this way? Maybe Faket, maybe it should be still made, and it should be Shkulim Hay, and you can do anyone you want. How did he know? But why don't you have the reasons that apply by Kibirav over here too? Kibirav says, Ani vato chayav mechvaydi. Just like Talmud Torah is nitka because of that swar, Kibirav is nitka because of the other swar. So now when the two swars face off with each other, how do you know what to do?
But tell you, you can go over back to them right away.
That's the other shtickle term. But that we,
no, maybe that's...
No, but they're saying that if in the ear they held those pashit that you're supposed to be deicha Talmud Torah for Kibirav, how did he know that? Maybe fakert. Or maybe it should be a toy, and you could do shkulamein, do whatever you want. Which leads me to a pshat that I would like to suggest here in the Sif. Like, after all the dust settles from all the achrayim, I want to suggest, lulei divrei makadoshim, is this is the goof of the nekuda. Avada Talmud Torah has this exception, and avada kibirav has this exception. And when they go head to head, I would not know what to do. Shkulamay, maybe I could choose which one to do. Or maybe I'm stuck. I don't know. It would be shkulamay, I could do whichever one I want. It's like I'm facing with two equal mitzvahs. Each one has its dispensation. So therefore I needed an extra limit from Yaakov Avinu, that God of Talmud Torah, that they're not equal. You think they're equal, they're not equal. You should know Talmud Torah is Godel in Chashivas and Kibirav, and therefore overrides Kibirav. We had a problem. Why do you need another halakha of Sifyid Gimel? You already have Sifyid Beis. Why is Lama Nigara Talmud Torah from many other mitzvahs? Torah says Talmud Torah is Nigara because Talmud Torah has Reish Mem Vav Sifyid Ches. Talmud Torah has that it's Nitka Menei any other mitzvah. So I would not have known it from Sifyid Beis. I need an extra Sifyid Gimel. That's the chiddush of Sifyid Gimel. I need this extra chiddush to teach me that even in front of Talmud Torah, Kibirav is nitcha. Even though Talmud Torah also has this exception to the rule, and Talmud Torah is nitcha from the other mitzvah, just like Kibirav is, when they go head to head, Talmud Torah is greater. And that's why you need to say that Talmud is greater. It wouldn't be enough to say Talmud Torah is greater. It has to be Gadol. If it wouldn't be Gadol, if it's a standstill, you could do either one. No, it's Talmud Torah is Gadol mi Kibirav aim. That's what the chiddush is. That when you hear, you're not out of town, you hear like the mashmois of the Rambam Mechabetz, continuation of your days, but it's a chiddush. And even though Talmud Torah has this problem, Talmud Torah is also nitka mipnei other mitzvahs, when it goes head to head with Kibirav, you should know it's not a toy. Talmud Torah is Gadol. Gadol Talmud Torah yois mi Kibirav.
If you
don't
learn, one of the mitzvahs of Reish Mem Vav is Kibirav.
Correct.
Don't
learn that, because on other mitzvahs, Taka, you're supposed to be Maska Talmud Torah for those mitzvahs, because it's a mitzvah verse, whatever. But since Kibirav also has this exception, Ani Vata Chayav Mechvaydi, that's why Talmud Torah could be Gadol Mikibirav. It means you won't have Reish Mem Vav Sif Yukas. It means you would have. That would be. Right, correct. And that would have been the Kiddush. What do you say? You do the mitzvah verse. Because both Talmud Torah and Kibirav are nitka mipnei a mitzvah veris. So now let's have a sikkim here, Rabbi Say. We're running out of time here, just a sikkim here. The sikkim is that if your father wants you to do something, and you would like to learn, either you're ready learning or you'd like to learn, it's a time that you could learn. If it's a mitzvah she'efshet chatasei de'acherim, you have brothers and sisters who can take care of your parents, then you continue to learn. You have no right to stop learning. You have to learn. No hetter to stop your learning. If you're the only child around, it's a mitzvah she'efshet de'acherim, it's your mitzvah kibbutz that you're confronted with. So then, if you want to leave the city to learn, leave the city because you're going to see a siman yafa b'limudah from that Rebbe. We're talking about where you believe, you're not trying to run away. It means you believe that that Rebbe is going to teach you, say the satariah, and elevate your status of learning, so an avadi should leave. If you're in the city and there's no one else to do kibbutz av, then you're stuck with this machlekes. Then you have a machlekes, the halachal amaitet is tok daglich. The mamish talk like the shaila is so you umin is a talk like, and you have a formidable machlekes gedayla achrein on both sides of the aisle. Do you stop Talmud Torah mipnei kibbutz av because Talmud Torah is nitcha, or do you stop kibbutz av and you do Talmud Torah? And according to the Arkachukan, and like it's my Ram, that even if you're middle kibbutz av, you're supposed to stop kibbutz av and do Talmud Torah because Talmud Torah is God or Yaisa mi kibbutz av ve'aim from a. The pre-Kaddish is supposed to stop, and according to everyone else, I mean not everyone, the pre-Kaddish has more on his side, but according to pre-Kaddish on his side, he's supposed to stop learning, and according to the Makna, and the Prisha, and the Tashbats, and what it seems from all those Achrayim, the Makna Chayim, and the Binyan Shloima, he's supposed to not do Kibbutz Av, he's supposed to continue to learn, or go learn, because God will tamatay yes mi Kibbutz Av. However, from a practical perspective, I don't think this halakha is so negeh, and I'll explain why. This whole halakha is when it's a Talmud Torah, which is Iveris, the Hainu, I can't learn later. Why? Because the learning later, I want to learn plus the learning now. So tell me, don't learn now and learn later. What do you mean? I want, that's not making up for the learning now. But this manenu that we all have, or most of us have tirdus, and there's very few who could say that Torasam Umnasam that they learn 24/7. So there's always times they have always times that they take off. So basically, if you're faced with kibbutz av, the Rebbe Yisrael is telling you, do kibbutz av. Are you worried about the learning? No problem. Learn ben hazarim. I didn't ask you. Teresa, you have a cheshbon why you don't want to learn ben hazarim. That's a nice cheshbon. Not only cheshbon your father. You can't do that on kibbutz av. You have a mitzvah kibbutz av. Whenever you would have battled from your learning, don't battle and make it up and learn then. Because right now, you got to do kibbutz av. If this whole verse is because Talmud Torah is a mitzvah iveris, but to the extent you could be mashlim, you're learning, then it's a mitzvah sheino iveris. If it's a mitzvah sheino iveris, go do kibbutz av. But Yaakov Avinu, we have, because Yaakov Avinu learned constantly, so Zad is Godel Talmud Torah. But if you're not holding by Yaakov Avinu, you're not learning constantly, so then go do kibbutz av. It's not so geschmack to learn in the afternoon because you thought that you're going to do something else when it's done. You thought wrong. You're right. But now the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mamsi you a gevaldik schus of a mitzvah called kibbutz av. Do kibbutz av and go learn later instead of doing whatever else you're supposed to learn. You can hear it on Kol HaLashon. Sorry? So, and your Kavrusa won't learn with you later, you mean? And you can't learn without your Kavrusa. Oh, you have a Shiva to your Kavrusa. Yeah. A Shiva comes first. I don't know. Not sure about that. Alright, just want to be Messiah with two. Yeah, two nekudas. First of all, the Shver Sefer Chassidim in Shin Lamed Ches. The Sefer Chassidim apparently doesn't have this. Akreinim Mucho on the Sefer Chassidim says that if your father's working and you're learning, and it's hard for your father to work, Faket, you should work and study your father so your father could sit back and twiddle his thumbs. Even if your father's an Amaretz and he won't learn in that time, you should stop learning and help your father. And everyone jumps, where's this coming from? Like, what's going on? That's, some say it means derech haroi. Others say that it's that godot hamatay is to keep it avein. But if it's tzar of av, that Derek wants to suggest this, if it's going to cause your father tzar, the father's malach is tzar from him, then tzar of a father is godot mitamatay. I don't know where that makar would be either. And I write sefchaval of this tzar that the gizmamish can't sleep for a whole winter's man because a kid thinks that he has to be in Eretz Yisrael to learn, right? And that's tzar, a big tzar, and nevertheless, yes, the kid goes to Eretz Yisrael. So it seems that if we don't understand it, it seems hard to apply la'alokha. La'alokha is what we're coming out from the G'day al-Akrayanim. One more la'alokha is from the Rebbe, Rav Nissen, Zayn Gesundin Shtag. He says you should know that leaving the city, staying in the city, even leaving the city to go for Talmud Torah, is only talking about, we're talking about normal people of your parent. Father needs kibbutz, ma'obish, man. But if your parent is chulila sick, and needs tipul rufui, need you to be there to help out, needs you to be there to, what's the word, to deal with the doctors, to represent her cause, to advocate her case, and you're talking about things that are sakonis nefashis, pikuach nefesh, that you could do, that and no one else could do, fill your role, push it, pikuach nefesh, is deicha kol mitzvah shebetorah, push it. So, if it's a shayla of a shash sakana, which is pikuach nefesh and val, that's how he says it. It's poshit, it's doika, and yes, the kid's supposed to come back from Eretz Yisrael. Whatever he could do, it's poshit, it's doika, komets shabbatayr, even talmud tayr. All right, Rabbi Isai, good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.